Hello, this is chapter 14, Receivers. There is 36 questions in this chapter. Number 1. In a single sideband and CW receiver, the blank is connected to the output of the product detector. Audio frequency amplifier. Number 2. In a frequency modulation receiver, the output of the blank is connected to the mixer. High frequency oscillator. Number 3. In a single sideband and CW receiver, the blank is in between the mixer and the intermediate frequency amplifier. Filter. Number 4. In a frequency modulation receiver, the blank is in between the intermediate frequency amplifier and the frequency discriminator. Limiter. Number 5. In a frequency modulation receiver, the blank connects to the audio frequency amplifier output, speaker, and or headphones. Number 6. In a frequency modulation receiver, the blank is in between the antenna and the mixer, radio frequency amplifier. Number 7. In a single sideband and CW receiver, the blank is connected to the output of the audio frequency amplifier, speaker, and or headphones. Number 8. In a single sideband and CW receiver, the output of the blank is connected to the mixer. High frequency oscillator. Number 9. In a single sideband and CW receiver, the blank output is connected to the audio frequency amplifier. Product detector. Number 10. In a frequency modulation receiver, the blank is located between the limiter and the audio frequency amplifier. Frequency discriminator. Number 11. In a frequency modulation receiver, the blank is located between the filter and the limiter. Intermediate frequency amplifier. Number 12. In a frequency modulation receiver, the blank is in between the mixer and the intermediate frequency amplifier. Filter. Number 13. In a single sideband and CW receiver, the output of the blank is connected to the product detector. Beat frequency oscillator. Number 14. In a single sideband and CW receiver, the antenna is connected to the radio frequency amplifier. Number 15. In a frequency modulation receiver, the output of the high frequency oscillator is fed to the mixer. Number 16. In a single sideband and CW receiver, the output of the blank is connected to the mixer. Radio frequency amplifier. Number 17. In a frequency modulation receiver, the blank is located between a speaker and or headphones and the frequency discriminator. Audio frequency amplifier. Number 18. In a frequency modulation receiver, the blank is connected to the input of the radio frequency amplifier. Antenna. Number 19. In a single sideband and CW receiver, the blank is connected to the radio frequency amplifier and the high frequency oscillator. Mixer. Number 20. By how many times must the power output of a transmitter be increased to raise the S meter reading on a nearby receiver from S8 to S9? Approximately 4 times. Number 21. If the power output of a transmitter is increased by 4 times, how might a nearby receiver's S meter reading change? Increase by approximately 1 S unit. Number 22. In an SSB transmission, the carrier is reinserted at the receiver. Number 23. The figure in a receiver's specifications which indicates its sensitivity is the signal plus noise to noise ratio. Number 24. Which of the following modes of transmission is usually detected with a product detector? Single sideband suppressed carrier. Number 25. A receiver designed for SSB reception must have BFO or beat frequency oscillator because the suppressed carrier must be replaced for detection. Number 26. A communications receiver has four filters installed in it, one at 250 Hz, one at 500 Hz, one at 2.4 kHz, and one at 6 kHz. You are copying a CW transmission and there is a great deal of interference. Which one of the filters would you choose? 250 Hz. Number 27. The three main parameters against which the quality of receiver is measured are sensitivity, selectivity, and stability. Number 28. A communications receiver has four filters installed in it, one at 250 Hz, one at 500 Hz, one at 2.4 kHz, and one at 6 kHz. If you were listening to single sideband, which filter would you utilize? 2.4 kHz. Number 29. What kind of filter would you use to attenuate an interfering carrier signal while receiving an SSB transmission? A notch filter. Number 30. Selectivity can be placed on the audio stages of a receiver by the utilization of RC active or passive audio filters. If you were to copy CW, which of the following bandpasses would you choose? 750 to 850 Hz. Number 31. A receiver receives an incoming signal of 3.54 MHz, and the local oscillator produces a signal of 3.995 MHz. To which frequency should the IF be tuned? 455 kHz. Number 32. Two receivers of different sensitivities are compared. The less sensitive receiver will produce less signal or more noise. Number 33. One important application for diodes is recovering information from transmitted signals. This is referred to as demodulation. Number 34. To increase the level of a very weak radio signal from an antenna, you would use an RF amplifier. Number 35. If a signal strength report is 10 dB over S9, what should the report be if the transmitter power is reduced from 1500 watts to 150 watts? S9. Number 36. If a signal strength report is 20 dB over S9, what should the report be if the transmitter power is reduced from 1500 watts to 150 watts? S9 plus 10 dB.